Hour three of the show today, Sean Malone, KMOX reporter, is with us here in studio after covering the Board of Aldermen meeting yesterday where they didn't do anything. They were unable to reach an agreement on where to spend the Ram settlement money, though there were a couple of different proposals, and we thought that there was going to be some progress made. Sean, what in the world? What's going on in there?
Yeah, well, they did a lot in terms of talking and debating and arguing.
So they filled time.
But in terms of, like, you know, this is the process of the sausage being made, no sausage was actually made at the end of the day.
Where's the sausage?
And that's, you know, what has come to frustrate people is that especially, you know, Alderwoman Alicia Sonnier has said that she had a deal. She had the votes for her compromise deal when the compromise was first made. And then it just all fell apart with, as we talked about previously, those amendments that were made. Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer tried yesterday to salvage at least $40 million for the water department because she thought that was enough that everybody could agree on. But then that got killed when Alderman Rasheen Aldridge and a couple of the alders from North City basically said, we won't support $40 million for the water division while North City is told to just sit and wait while we continue to figure this out. He initially proposed $50 million. Many of the other alderwomen from North City said that's not enough. So he said, okay, $100 million for North City. Well, Alderman Shane Cohn, while that's going on, he has always made it a big point that, you know, all this talk and about goes into revitalizing North City, but Southeast City, that he says has been disinvested in for quite a long period of time as well, always gets overlooked whenever we talk about redeveloping underinvested areas. And so he says, I'm going to put a matching proposal, if this amendment gets approved, where I'm going to amend it to equal dollar amounts go towards Southeast City. So if everybody had gotten all those, it would have been $40 million for the water division, $100 million for North City, $100 million for Southeast City, leaving about $50-something million dollars left over. So at that point, it started to feel like St. Louis was sitting on the runway and was assembling the plane, getting ready to take off. And again, this was brought up by multiple people on, you know, either side of these arguments of, you know, the North City money and the water division money. The city does not have to spend this money quite yet. It's not going anywhere. It's not disappearing. And in fact, the more time they take, the more interest accrues and the more it grows. So there's more money to spend over time.
So one alderman, Brett Narian, that's exactly what he said. His quote was, all we have to do today to be successful is nothing.
Yes. And so it will continue to grow interest while they figure out how to once again get back to a place where enough people can vote to approve
it. Well, if you do this long enough, you'll effectively get the plan of, I believe it was the mayor and Megan Green, to not spend the money at all and just let it accrue for a while.
And that's, you know, something that several people have mentioned. But the problem is, how long do you sit and wait on this money? While the issue also lies that there's a lot of problems that everybody wants to try to tackle with this money, but there's not enough money, even with $300 million, to solve all of these problems. You know, it was brought up in terms of the water division, $40 million for the water division. You know, one alder said, you know, no pun intended, he said it's, you know, like a drop in the bucket.
They probably need, what, $100 million? Isn't that what the
Alderman Aldridge said? $400 million. I don't recall if that's an exaggeration or if that's exactly what was said by the water division. But the water division needs a lot of money to fix some of these old dated water lines that they have. $40 million will not be enough to do it. But they've said there are projects that we could start putting out proposals and working on right away if we get this money now. So it's one of those, like, do you need to completely solve the problem, or can you progress towards making things better and address some of the issues? You know, there may not be enough money to just completely wholesale eliminate all problems from one aspect, but maybe you can at least make things a little better with some money. And that's, you know, the debate that's being had here, I guess, is, you know, do we need to solve the entirety of the problem, or can we just at least do something to make the problem somewhat better?
Were any of the ARPA funds allocated for water? Because if everyone agrees that needs to be done, and the ARPA funds absolutely had to be allocated by December of last year, why did they not put that towards the water?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked into whether or not any ARPA dollars have been allocated for the water division. It was about $500 million, so I'm sure some. But, you know, the water division has just had its share of problems. You know, when this settlement first came down, that was one of the top things people said is, hey, fix the water lines in the city. But even Mayor Tashara Jones said at that time, and granted, far more interest has accrued since then, which is like there's not enough in these hundreds of million dollars here to fix all the problems at the water division. So, you know, maybe they put some ARPA money. I'm not, like I said, I'm not sure. I haven't dove back into the ARPA dollars to see what and how much had gone to the water division, but it's one of those, it's an enormous problem to tackle. And if you do want to truly tackle all of it, it's going to take hundreds of millions of dollars. And then how do you make the argument of ignoring everything else while just addressing that one singular problem?
So when everything ended yesterday, I know that they've kicked this can down the road, and even the mayor's saying this could be a mayoral election issue, how the Rams' money is spent. Was there any sense of something getting done to work towards some kind of goal here within the next few weeks? Or did you get the sense that this was going to go on for a while?
I'm not sure about the next few weeks, especially because the Board of Aldermen have one meeting this coming Friday, and then they go on recess for the election. So special meetings would need to be called. But even then, you know, this deal just collapsed. And from what I understand, talking to some of the aldermen, is that going back to the compromise deal wasn't an option. I think they would have done that on Friday if that was an option. So, you know, no one's saying that they're going back to square one, but it's almost like square two, where you've got these two bills, and now both camps are going to have to find common ground once again, starting anew with these two bills.
So there's no appetite for that original compromise deal that would have passed Friday.
Yeah,
done now.
Unless something changes, it's done, because otherwise that would have been done yesterday. If Alderwoman Alicia Sanye could have gotten that vote count back up to at least 8, a passable number, I think she would have introduced a floor substitute and gotten those votes, but that didn't happen yesterday. So, you know, my understanding is, you know, when Alderwoman Pam Boyd said that the compromise was null and void when amendments were made, that in her eyes, it's null and void, that she's not going back to that compromise. I imagine she would have been one of the 8 votes that was necessary.
What do you know about the presence of the assistant U.S. attorney, Hal Goldsmith, a.k.a. the guy that put 3 aldermen behind bars?
I know nothing, and that's the interesting part. And it can be hard to get, you know, the federal courthouse investigators, if you will, to kind of comment on these things. Mm-hmm. You know, I know our friend of the program, Mark Maxwell, was able to just grab him quickly in the hallway on his way out, and he didn't have much to say either.
Yeah, I'm here because I was bored.
And you're taking notes, and you've got a manila envelope on you as well. So it's interesting. It's something that we'll have to keep an eye out moving forward if we start seeing more of him.
Was his presence noticed and or have an effect on the Board of Aldermen?
Not that I noticed. I didn't notice anyone acting differently. But again, the way the meeting played out was interesting. It was very much the beginning was walking on eggshells after the way the meeting ended on Friday, how contentious it was and upset everyone was. You know, everyone was kind of just very gently going through the motions of what they prepared to say. And, you know, I mentioned when Alderman Aldridge introduced that amendment to allocate money towards North City, that's when things started to feel like it was, you know, improv of, okay, well, if you're going to do that, now I'm going to do this. That way Southeast City can get something. Well, if this isn't enough for North City, I'm going to up it from $50 million to $100 million.
So we're talking about unserious negotiating, or whatever you
want
to call it.
I don't want to say unserious. I think it was a serious attempt to prevent North City from being overlooked. I don't think there was, you know, anything unserious about that proposal.
But in terms of the dollars.
But I guess from the perspective of that numbers were being thrown out, as Alderwoman Ann Schweitzer said, you know, money was being thrown around like beads at Mardi Gras. You know, and that's what it was. It was, okay, $50 million sound enough. Let's up to $100 million. One alder at one point pointed out, like, these amendments don't have definitions. Like, they're very short and incomplete. Like, it was, like I said, truly the airplane was sitting on the tarmac being assembled while the Board of Aldermen, knowing they've got this meeting and next Friday, if they wanted to get this passed fully before the elections, were trying to say, okay, let's go, let's go, let's go, before finally everyone put on the brakes and said, we don't need to do this right now. We can just put this on the informal calendar and come back and revisit later.
Well, sounds like a good time, all of it.
Oh, yeah, tons of fun.
Anything cool you're working on right now?
I did just speak with, you know, with the Ram settlement money, interestingly enough, Neil Richardson of the St. Louis Development Corporation, because there was $11 million in there that was set to go towards the Railway Exchange building. That was going to cover the purchase of it. That was going to cover tearing down the garage that's adjacent to it and leveling it, removing some blight to try to make it more attractive for future developers when they, you know, one way or another, whatever the price winds up being, whether they appeal the $7 million price tag or what have you, once they acquire it and then level it, want to make it, you know, a little easier to purchase for a potential developer. Now they're going to have to look at potentially, as Amy mentioned, ARPA dollars. They're going to look at potentially leveraging and potentially, he even said, you know, accruing some debt, you know, taking on a loan, if you will, and then hoping to quickly turn around and sell the building to a developer. So that way they're not holding that debt too long and, you know, don't accrue a ton of money with interest over time in their books. But, you know, that's, I guess, the first step in the fallout of, okay, the city didn't do anything with the Ram settlement money. Now they're going to have to find other money available to purchase and redevelop the Railway Exchange building.
All right. So Amy and I have taken it upon ourselves, and I think the people have empowered us to do it. We are going to spend the money ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is there anything that you would like some money spent on? What is it and how much? You have to give us a number and you have to tell us what it is. This can be a serious proposal or it could be creative, whatever you have.
I think just the chaos of like going to a casino and putting it all on black would be funny.
All right, so
you know, just
Sean
in
Malone.
Like, you know, double, seeing if we can double
Sean
the
Malone
money overnight.
Says,
imagine
right,
the entire press corps just huddled around that roulette wheel.
Oh my gosh,
around.
That's insane!
All right,
how much
money?
All of it.
300. Yeah.
Okay.
300 million.
So
just under 300 million.
Sean Malone's idea, $294 million for the roulette table.
If you win, you're going to have closer to $600 million, and maybe you can get some of those problems solved. Maybe you can do the entirety of the water division with that money.
Can you imagine
And if you lose it, just don't ever show your face in St. Louis again.
National press, because it'd be like, this city has bet its entire future on, what did you say?
On black.
On black, on the roulette table. Go for it. I think the whole country would watch that.
Oh,
absolutely.
But we could double our money, though,
sell
too.
Pay-per-view.
Wow.
Sean Malone.
Actually,
this guy.
It sounds stupid, but it's not stupid.
It's so
we could
stupid
have a good
it
TV
could work.
Show. It would, just might work.
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
All right.
There's no such thing as bad publicity. We would
until
get
you have to explain to all the press around the roulette table why you put it on black instead of on red.
Yeah.
Well we go red for Cardinals.
Mm.
Oh, see?
Oh, man. We got to think about this, but that's... All right.
Also, I did tell Sean about Matt Pajeski's idea to build a second gateway arch, $100 million, and he said it's a great idea as well, like the Krusty Krab 2.
From the SpongeBob movie, they build the Krusty Krab 2 right next to the Krusty Krab with a big number 2
on
it.
Don't spoil it for me. I haven't seen it yet.
It happens in the first 2 minutes of the movie.
Oh, okay.
It's the St. Louis Arch 2. Come out and see it. It's right next door to the original one. It's identical.
Sean Malone, thanks for your help and your contribution.
No problem.
I love this. Betting it, going to the casino. What a great idea.
Listen to Sean Malone's coverage on all of this, everything that happened at the Board of Aldermen meeting. You can hear it on 1120 AM. Hey, that's us. 98.7 FM, the Odyssey app, or read it on KMOX.com. It's the Chris and Amy Show. You know, you can see Willie Nelson along with Bob Dylan performing at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater June 28th. And I'm going to tell you something. You have an opportunity right now.
No.
Right now.
No way.
Yeah. To win a pair of tickets to see them for free.
Unbelievable.
So we need caller number
6
to the contest line. 314-955-1120. 314-955-1120. Caller 6 going to go see that show for free. Do not worry. You will have an opportunity to see them or to win tickets tomorrow and Friday as well. But you got to be listening to this show for your chance to win.
I think you should worry because your odds of winning are extraordinarily slim. That's why I have an ethical issue with contests. It creates more losers than winners.
That's true.
It could be cruel.
But as one listener said via text the other day, don't you win just by listening to this show?
That's such a great point.
Mm-hmm. Really,
I think
really,
we should
this
make
is
that our slogan. You win by listening.
Right. You win by losing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love everything about it.
Well, good luck. I hope you win. If you are alone, maybe you have no friends, you could invite Chris Ranji to go with you because he would like to go, but he's not allowed to win tickets.
Well,
so you
it's funny you
him.
Say that
yeah.
because we had a texter yesterday or the day before who offered that, and they have texted back in.
Rescinding the offer?
No.
Oh.
In fact, it says, my offer still stands. Ranji and I on a date night at the concert. We can compliment our watches in the bathroom. See, I don't know what it is, but
that's
he just really...
aggressive.
I know, right? I don't think I want to do that, but I appreciate the offer. I appreciate the invite. Thank you so very much.
You do focus on watches a lot.
That's what this person says.
Yeah, but you're always talking about watches.
I love them.
You like big watches.
I like to know what time it is, just so I know how many minutes I'm late.
Well, that's true.
Isn't it?
Well, like
all right,
we
so
said.
We need to hear from you, mm-hmm. by the way. 314-436-7900. Text us mm-hmm. if you have an idea of how you want some of that Rams settlement money to be spent, because the Board of Aldermen in St. Louis cannot figure it out. They cannot come to an agreement. So you have a chance to help us spend the money, because Amy and I have decided that we are going to spend the money.
We have a couple more ideas. As we mentioned, Sean Malone had the insanely brilliant idea to just bet it all on red or bet it all on black at the roulette table. You double your money.
You can
double $294 million. Put it all. Just make it a pay-per-view event. The whole country would be watching as this Midwest city bets its future on red.
Well, a texter to that point said, yes, all on black. Here's what I know would happen. I know for a fact that if we did decide that we were going to take all of the money, go to the roulette table, we would start to fight over which color we're going to use.
Well, we're already
if we're going to go black or if we're going to go red.
Because of the Cardinals. People are like, red bird, you got to go red, cardinal red, which is a completely legit argument. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
The original proposal was black, but I could see people saying, you got to do red.
Just because of the Cardinals tie.
Another idea, spend $100 million to relocate Disney World to St. Louis piece by piece, like disassemble it.
Yeah.
And
well,
then reassemble it in St. Louis.
It's so St. Louis
that we were supposed to have Disney World.
Well, we could have had Disney World here, but August Bush didn't want them here, apparently, because they weren't going to be allowed to sell beer.
Yeah.
Which is just
short-sighted.
I'm telling you, we have had so many short-sighted business decisions, citywide decisions, going back decades and
decades. I think we take everything personally. So, we're a little petty.
So dumb.
We're so petty. Okay.
Because there's no beer sales, whatever.
Here,
but here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You can now drink at Epcot Center.
Right.
So anyway, it's such a St. Louis thing to not agree to Disney World in the moment, but then pay more for it later to bring it here piece by piece instead of actually just starting it here in the first place.
It's such
a St. Louis thing
to
do. All right, so give us your ideas. Text us at 314-436-7900. You can call that number, too, or drop us a voice message. Download the Odyssey app. That's the app you use to listen to this show, listen to the podcasts, listen to Cardinals baseball during the regular season, all for free, and there's a little button on it that says, send a message. Record it and send us. What do you want some of the Rams settlement money to be spent on, whether it's serious or whether it's creative? We want to hear them all. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. It is the Chris and Amy Show. Mark Scores and Ranji. How you doing out there? Hope you're great. Dave Glover Show takes over at 1 o'clock today. Congratulations to Mark in St. Louis, who won today's pair of tickets for the Outlaw Festival in June at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Again, do not worry. Do not be concerned. You'll have a chance tomorrow and Friday to win, but you got to be listening to this show for your opportunity to win. Multiple ideas have rolled into us, Amy, on what is the what we think a brilliant idea. It was a brilliant idea that since the St. Louis Board of Aldermen cannot come to an agreement on how to spend the $294 million worth of Rams settlement cash, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We are going to do it. We are taking suggestions from you. So we want to hear what you have to say. What do you want it to be spent on? Tell us how much. If it's a nonsensical idea, we are taking those as well. Because what's is there anything more nonsensical than not being able to figure it out? There's no idea you're going to come with that is more nonsensical than not being able to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got some more. Do we want to see what are the people saying?
Oh, well, let's find out what Richard says. Leave us a voice message like Richard did from the Odyssey app.
I was thinking about what you were talking about the Rams settlement. Why don't we just fix up all the old buildings downtown and make them into stores?
Well,
yeah.
Not
that
a
would
terrible
be,
idea.
Well, that would be the goal. That would be the goal to have shopping space and places to hang out and things to do downtown St. Louis.
I like it. I like it. What about, Ronj, what if we took $20 million, $20 to $30 million to teach everyone how to drive correctly?
Okay.
Adult driver's ed.
Oh, buddy, let me tell you something. People in Missouri, and I love you.
Mm-hmm.
I live here. I live in the state. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can't drive.
Well?
Because you didn't learn to drive. All you had to do was take the driver's test. You didn't take driver's education. I think that everybody who was an adult, except for me, because I grew up on the Illinois side where we know how to have driver's ed, you should have to go through it.
Yeah. I think
how much money?
20 to 30 million. I don't know how much it would cost. Up to 50 million, probably.
Up to
because,
$50
million?
Because
think of this.
Okay.
If you are a better driver, you think, well, 50 million is an awful lot. Sure. But if you're a better driver and there are fewer accidents, which accidents drain tons of public money, they also put a strain on our emergency services.
True.
So I do think that, you know, you nip it in the bud. You stop it before it happens.
So we've thrown it out to you to give us your suggestions. And are we saying that no suggestion is too ridiculous?
No.
We might tell you that your idea
Wait,
is
yes.
ridiculous. Okay.
Yes, we are saying that.
Here's a suggestion.
Okay.
Use the Rams money to create a St. Louis Riverwalk similar to San Antonio or Oklahoma City. Okay. The idea in theory is great. Problem is our riverfront floods too much. So how would you do it?
Stilts.
What's on stilts?
The Riverwalk. It's elevated.
Like right in front of the arch grounds?
Yeah. Yeah. Like how far did it go up? This way you get it. Walk to the arch, walk down the stairs, find the flood of 93 line, then walk back up one stair and build it at that level.
Here's
on
a
stilts.
Okay. That just the
What? The L in Chicago, that's a subway on stilts.
Okay, but we're talking about an entire street. We want a street
elevated
where you put businesses.
It's easy.
Okay.
Easy. Ever heard of Upper and Lower Wacker?
This idea. Yes, I have heard of Upper and Lower Wacker. Okay. Yeah, just like, let's do an Upper Wacker drive.
Yes.
Okay,
and
that sounds
great.
And
just go to the flood of 93, find the line, walk a step or two up, and then just build it at that level.
Text message says $10,000 for a personal shopper for Ronji so he doesn't look like a damn Democrat. I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I feel like I...
You kind of look like a bro. I feel like you would go either way.
I look like a bro?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what Terry in Creve Coeur says. Hello, Terry.
Well, hello there. I'm no expert, but like the $294,000 is like winning the lottery. So if you won the lottery, what would you do? Everybody says... Talk to a financial advisor. I don't think any of the aldermen are finance experts. So I would invest the money so you could use it years and years along rather than spending it. And in a couple of years, you have nothing, no money and nothing to show for it.
So I mentioned this earlier, Brett. Is it Narian or Narayan? I can never, I hope I said it right, and I apologize to him for it. But he is an alder person who said maybe the best thing that we could do is nothing with it, because the money is continuing to grow as we figure it out. It's not like the ARPA money, which had to be allocated before the end of last year. This money is just there. It's not going away.
That was one of the plans with the mayor, and Megan Green wanted to sit on the money and not spend it because you're just going to accrue more money. That's fine, except there are issues that need to be addressed right now, whether it's the water infrastructure or North City, and that's where the frustration is coming from. We don't have time to just sit. People are hurting and struggling with basic services now.
John in Overland, you're on KMOX.
Yeah, the Stills idea reminded me of something. I think I can explain it in about 15 seconds to be quick about it. I to impress ladies, I wear elevator shoes, but if you can only see me from the knees down, it means I'm stuck between floors.
Okay. Thank you, John. Appreciate the phone call. A texter says that we should give Matt, with the money, we should allocate $25 for Matt Pajeski to get a raise.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But just one $25 payment.
So what about this? $10 million to create an app that's like Shazam that automatically tells you if it's gunfire or fireworks.
Well, that's ShotSpotter.
You just hold up your phone.
It's ShotSpotter, but it's got to be
better tech.
That's true.
We need it for the average citizen, the average resident, to be able to hold up our phone, and it's going pow, pow, and it'll go fireworks.
A text message here says that they want us to take all of the $294 million, convert it into coins, and then house it in a giant room downtown, and we can all take turns swimming in it like DuckTales' Uncle Scrooge. Okay.
That's ridiculous. I know we said none of it's ridiculous. Because the coins would hurt.
We'll gut the Railway Exchange building.
Fill it with coins.
We'll fill it with $294 million worth of coins and then dive in it like Scrooge McDuck.
It's not it's not the worst idea.
I've heard worse ideas.
Yeah.
At least that one is fun.
And maybe it would boost tourism.
Because one of these suggestions was to build a second arch with some of the money.
Yeah.
This texter says if you have two arches, you're also going to need a giant red croquet ball between them. So will we need a mallet too?
Well, it depends on which way you want to go. Because if you do two arches, what if you did five arches, each slightly smaller than the next, like nesting dolls, and you could have a nesting doll version of the arches.
So where you open it up and there's just another arch?
So there's like five or six.
Dude, I absolutely love the idea of we'll just keep building smaller and smaller arches.
Yeah.
Spend all $294 million.
Yeah.
We'll build a smaller arch that fits just inside. And then another one. Oh, my God. I love this idea.
I love it. What about this one? We have some roads that are just too wide, unnecessarily wide, like Tucker. What if we take all the extra width from the wide streets, make them slightly narrower, and then widen all the residential streets so you can fit a snowplow down them?
Okay.
It's redistribution of width. I think we should redistribute the width of the streets.
A texter from a 618 wants to open a brothel since we're going to be screwed anyway. Okay.
So, you know, Lafayette Square used to be all brothels.
Keith in Collinsville is with us on KMOX. Hi, Keith.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, I don't want to throw a wrench in the works, but we're the boys from Illinois over here on the east side, and we were all Rams ticket holders for all the time they were here. And we did the Metrolink, and we came over every Sunday. And we think some of that money should come east side.
Oh.
Well, okay.
This is interesting.
What about if we built a bridge, another one, over the Mississippi River that only former Rams season ticket holders could use?
Well, Metrolink, huh?
Yeah, there it is.
Well, there's that. All right. Well, give us a text, or if you think of something of what you want us to do on the east side. What could we do?
Well, this message, and I think we're going to be a few billion short, but
that's
this message
call,
says we should use the settlement money to buy TikTok.
my gosh.
We don't.
That is a great idea.
We don't have. That's not nearly enough money to buy TikTok.
We are. So we're $200 billion short.
This texter says we should buy Greenland.
Maybe $200 billion short.
And another texter says we should buy Gaza. So I don't think we can do.
I feel like we're getting. I feel like we're getting outside of the realm of possibility. You know what? I think these people don't know the value of a dollar.
Well, I do think, Amy, as we go to break here, I think that we should put on our Twitter page, you should be following us at Chris Amy KMOX, Sean Malone's idea to take all $294 million to the roulette table and put it on one color.
Yeah.
And maybe just double our money.
Yeah.
We're going to put that on the Twitter poll, and you tell us if you think that's a good idea for the city, if we should do it. So follow us on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX. It is Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji. We love you. Voice messages on the Odyssey app. You know what to do. Download it. You got to, so you can listen to the show on your phone and you can listen to Cardinals baseball with the season coming up here. You can drop us a voice message like Aaron did. Hello, Aaron.
Use some of that money and send Amy to rehab since she's still finishing all those bottles of tequila.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yep. Amy declared that she believes she's an alcoholic because it took her 3 months to finish one tequila bottle.
But I've never finished a tequila bottle before by myself. And yes, it took 3 months. But those last drops going into the cup are a little disconcerting. Makes you pause and go.
No, that's just a normal thing to do. Over 3 months,
yeah.
Amy?
And that was actually all of my drinking.
Some people finish
all in that bottle.
Some people finish those bottles in a couple of days. You spent 3 months.
Yeah.
That's
and I don't drink
normal.
Beer or anything else, so it's not like I was drinking anything else.
A message says, how about taking 100 mil and helping the homeless folks in downtown St. Louis? Some of that money is allocated toward that, is it not? Or at least the ARPA funds are.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I think so. And I think we were talking about paying 911 dispatchers.
Yeah.
Give them a hefty raise, hire a ton of them, hire them away from their current jobs to get some in the city of St. Louis, because this was from a couple of years ago, maybe. But the Riverfront Times, in one of their in creative stories, said 911 is more of an idea than an emergency service system. That was one of their worst things about St. Louis, is that 911's more of an idea than an actual emergency system.
This is a message that I think this is a useless idea.
Oh.
I think it is. Well, but I don't want to poo-poo it before you get to hear it. $15 million to turn the trolleys into ice cream trucks and extend the tracks all over Forest Park. Would that be more pointless than what it is right now?
Oh, it can't be more pointless. It doesn't work.
Take all the settlement money, here's from a 618, bet it on the Chiefs. It's a guaranteed win because the NFL is in cahoots with the Chiefs and they are guaranteed to win. So
I love a good in cahoots.
If we the Chiefs are right now a 1-point favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know what the money line number is, but we wouldn't double the money. We'd win, I don't know, I'd have to go back and look.
Okay, I had a question from a friend yesterday about this, and now I can't remember the numbers, but Ranj, you kind of understand sports betting, I do not. Something about the Chiefs, if you bet on them, it was like 1.5 or 100, it was like a positive number, but then, because they're expected to win, but then Baltimore was like plus 15 or something,
Philly.
So the Philly was plus 15 or something.
Okay.
How could both numbers be positive?
Okay. So that's called a money line.
Okay.
What that means is if you're just betting on the team to win, you're not betting. You know what a spread is, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A spread is how much, how far apart the teams are going to be in final score. So like how close the game is. Do they win by 3 points, 7 points, whatever? That's called the spread. The money line is just straight up, who do you think is going to win? Now, if a team is a heavy favorite, that plus number could be a minus, which means, so like, let's say it's plus 175.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is if you bet on a team that's plus 175, if you put down 100, you get 175 back.
Okay.
That's what that means. If it's like minus 115, that means you bet 100 and you get back 85. Like, you get your 100 back, and then you get $85 on top of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what the plus means.
Okay.
All right.
I will say, halfway through that, I started thinking about the Scrooge McDuck. The betting is hard for me to follow. I don't know why. Nothing makes me feel stupider than just trying to follow sports.
Just think
betting.
Of it in terms of $100 bills.
Yeah.
Okay, plus 175.
Yeah.
You put down 100 yep. to get back 175.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
Well,
that's how I feel.
Oddly, yeah. that this is the only area where I understand math.
Yeah, that's why it's called odds.
Is betting.
Like, wow, that's odd.
It is super. That's exactly why they call it odds.
It is. It's just, all of it's odd. It's just, what?
I know math here. It's super odd, but I do.
Yeah.
Tom is in St. Louis on KMOX. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Amy. My idea is this. St. Louis has been a fiasco, as we all know, to get problems solved. So why don't we break the problem down? And the counties that touch St. Louis, give each county the exact amount of money and just ban the city of St. Louis, that do not have the city of St. Louis anymore, and maybe these smaller counties like Kirkwood, Webster, Crestwood, whatever is touching St. Louis, just give all the money, split it all up in the counties that touch St. Louis, draw the line straight to the river from their counties or however
Wait a
it
minute.
Goes. To,
I know what Tom's saying. He's saying we should buy Kirkwood. He's saying we should buy all the cities that border up against St. Louis, and they're our city now. It's part of St. Louis.
Well, I think he's saying the opposite.
Well, that's not what I took it.
But, yeah, listen, no.
Did I read this one? Did yeah. I read this one that the Rams should use, we should use the Rams' money as a down payment to bring the Chiefs here?
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because it would,
yeah.
We can't buy an NFL team with $294 million.
I know the slogan. The Chiefs, how about you arrowhead to St. Louis?
Pajeski? Yeah, you don't. That's not very good at all, dude. Paint both arches yellow and call it McLewis. Okay.
You can't do that.
We're not. Yeah, we appreciate the suggestion.
That's why we couldn't
from
do.
A 314.
We couldn't do the. We can't do the two arches right next to each other. One needs to be on the east side of St. Louis.
Yes.
One needs to be on the western border, or what we decided were a nesting doll arches where we just have consecutive five or six that all fit into the other.
Another text message says, why don't we spend the money to buy the TV rights to either the Cardinals or Blues or both so fans don't have to pay extra to watch them? I got a better idea for you. Just listen to Cardinals games on the Odyssey app.
You are going to be able to do that this month.
Totally free.
This
right?
month, you're going to be able to listen to
spring training. Baseball.
How exciting is that?
Dude, I know. I don't know what the season's going to look like. I just know baseball is coming, and that's pretty cool. So, continue to on our Twitter page, at Chris Amy KMOX. Continue to give us your suggestions, how you think the Rams settlement money should be spent. Give us a number. Give us an idea. We want to hear them. We're going to be back with you tomorrow, and we're going to get started at 10 o'clock. How about that? Anything you missed on the Odyssey app, download the podcast. We love you. Chris and Amy on KMOX.